Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's locked, cocked, ready to rock.
All right, Waddle and Sylvie in our State Street studios. Gorgeous. Gorgeous city landscape.
We're going to be joined in here by around 5 o'clock by Kevin Warren, president
you
of the
know,
Bears.
He's going to love it because of what we look out at.
No, quite. We don't have a view of the lake.
No lake.
You know what, but Tyler, can we send you outside with a giant poster painted like the lake?
I'll get a kiddie pool for us.
Just to kind of enhance the situation.
I bet you we could build a lake right out in front for $2.3
billion. Okay, wise ass remarks. Get him out now. You're going to have to be well-behaved when he comes in.
It could be one of the wildest 30-hour periods in Bears history. Think about it. At noon today, we had the press conference, and we'll play you some of the Kevin Warren sound. Again, it was with several members of the Bears organization. Aaron Murphy's in charge of the stadium project. Kevin Warren, obviously the Bears president. The mayor of Chicago spoke. Several people from the city on the finances and everything. But about this project that's going to be well over $4 billion. And everything they want to do with the museum campus and the surrounding area with the streets and everything like that. Went on today at the United Club at Soldier Field. And as Waddle mentioned, Kevin Warren will be in our beautiful studios here at around 5 o'clock. You'll be able to watch, as always, on our new YouTube channel. It's youtube.com, and then search ESPN Chicago. Our page is at Waddle and Sylvie. So subscribe there, and you can also watch on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can also listen on the typical ways. It's the ESPN Chicago app. It's ESPN 1000 and, of course, 100.3 HD2.
Today he'll be on our turf here inside the State Street studio. Tomorrow we'll be on his turf as we will be broadcasting from the United Club space. Yeah. Over at Soldier Field.
That's right. For the Bears draft. We'll be at the official Bears draft party. So, yeah, the 30-hour period started at noon with this big stadium plan and the announcement of it. As we've been telling you, we've known for a while now, the focus has shifted away from Arlington Heights into the city, to the lakefront, just south of Soldier Field in the south lot.
And does everyone believe us now, do you think? Is everybody on board now, or are there still some holding out, you think, that believe that this is still a negotiation ploy?
Well, people on our poll question, I did the poll question brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the NFL, I might have you know. You can vote on my Twitter handle, at Waddle and Sylvie. Will this Bears Lakefront Stadium be built? Most people aren't believers in that. So whether they believe us on whether or not this is the focus, after the press conference today, after the 90 minutes and hearing it and looking at the renderings and seeing what this will cost the public, if you've missed the details, the Bears are willing to put out about $2 billion of their own money. When you put it together with what the NFL is going to lend them to build the stadium and everything like that, there will still be about $2 billion plus of public funding.
And a lot of that will go to the infrastructure and some of the other stuff that is ancillary to the stadium as well.
Right. Like, as Karen Murphy explained, some of it is coming from federal funding for the roads. The Bears explained about $900 million of it is coming from the Illinois Sports Authority, which was put in place to help build stadiums. They funded the first Soldier Field renovation. They funded the new Comiskey Park, now called Guaranteed Rate Field. But still, that's $900 million. And while it's no new taxes, this thing was set to expire soon, the bonding for it, and it was going to go away. Now they want to, and you said there's, what, over $600 million still not paid off?
I believe it's $630 million, right at $630 million that still needs to be paid off from those two projects.
So they want to kick that down the road.
Kick that can down the road.
And then take out new bonds of over $900 million and pay it off in the next 40 years. So while it's not new, and no one will have to, and this comes out of the hotel tax, so no one like living in here that aren't using hotels will have to be taxed for this. This is still, these are still funds that, like the governor would tell you,
could go to other projects.
Yes, could go to other projects that we need in the state of Illinois. That's the counter argument to all this.
Yeah.
The argument that the city and the Bears are using is, this is an investment in the city. This is an investment in new jobs, in permanent jobs, temporary jobs, reinvigorating the economy in the city that desperately needs it. So, like, this is a very nuanced argument. It's not something that we specialize or know a ton in. Like, we're a sports show.
Yeah.
So it's a complex debate here.
It is. The one thing that I have felt most strongly about over the last several weeks, if not months, is that this is their intention. This was never about negotiating with Arlington Heights, from my perspective. And the further we've gone along with this, the further I believe, the more we were convinced that this is not a ploy, this is a passion that Kevin Warren and the people up at Halas are trying to enact and put into place.
Yeah, and so getting back to the skepticism, the question is, will the Bears Lakefront Stadium be built? After hearing the plans, hearing what it's going to cost the public, hearing that the governor, and we'll play you that here in a minute, is skeptical, and maybe state lawmakers are skeptical in approving this, 34.4% of you, and there's been about 2,700 votes so far in just about an hour, only 34.4% of you believe, yes, the stadium will actually get built. 65.6% of you say, no, this stadium will never get built. So I want to hear from you as to why. 312-332-3776.
I voted yes.
You believe so? Why?
I do. I don't think it's a fiscally sound approach with regard to how the funds will all be used. I'm sure there are other things that they can be used for that are more pressing than building the stadium. And I'm not one that believes, while there is civic pride and there will be some jobs that will be created and there will be some positive, I think every study that has been done recently about the public funding of stadiums and entities like this, they don't produce the economic windfalls that they initially had hoped. I don't know that it is the most sound thing for the city or the state to do, but like this is how it works. Like, the politicians find a way to come to common ground, and just when you think there will be no decision, you know, they posture, they get loud, and then they find a way to come to terms on stuff. However they do that behind closed doors, I don't want any part of, because it seems a little bit unsavory to me. And I think beyond that, I think there's also an insatiable appetite from the Bears to make this project work here. Maybe it means that they will find more private funding. Maybe this is their attempt to get as much public funding as possible. They run into a brick wall at a certain number or a certain level, and they have to go back and maybe finance some more of this themselves.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, right.
I just think that something will happen where they will find enough common ground that the stadium will be built here versus out in Arlington Heights, because I think this is where they want it to be.
They got to get the money. They got to get it approved from on the state side. They got to make sure that there are no problems with the Friends of the Park and all that.
It's not going to be easy.
Yes, there are many hurdles.
You know the old saying, where there is a will, there is a way. And when the will is the will of an NFL franchise, and you have a city like this and a state like this where politics is played all the time, I just think there will be an agreement somewhere.
Here's my frustration. You know how we have talked a lot about the backwards way the Bears have done it with quarterbacks, where they have like an old coach and a general manager on the hot seat and they draft the new quarterback.
No one's ever on the same timeline.
And then that guy gets fired. That's how they've done the stadium.
Yeah.
They had their old president, who knew he was retiring, purchased the land in Arlington Heights for $200 million, and then he retires. The new president comes aboard, says, oh no, this land that we own for $200 million isn't going to work for us, even though we've spent even more money than the $200 million on Arlington. We've spent money demolishing this beautiful racetrack. We've put all this time and effort into doing studies on this racetrack. We've invested time, invested money. And it's like they drafted a new quarterback in Arlington Heights.
Yes.
With the old regime and Ted
Phillips. And then they fired their head coach
right.
the following year.
Yeah, and then Ted goes away. The new guy comes in,
yeah.
and he says, this isn't going to work. And then now he goes and he drafts his new quarterback. He goes back to the city and he says, now let's go with this guy. And he's going back to the city of Chicago. And now he wants to spend $4 billion in a new stadium where we're not going to get tailgating.
Nope.
We're not going to get new arteries in how to get. There's still the lake to the east. There's still the railroad tracks to the west.
There's not an improvement in accessibility.
Right. Yeah. So it's still an imperfect situation. Yeah. We're still going to have to pay $2 billion in public financing. So, like, all this stuff, I don't like the process. It's still very Bearsy. And so while the Bears have cleaned up their act on the field, while Poles has done, like, the way he's gone to work trying to get to Caleb Williams and really getting all hands on deck.
Doing it the right way.
We're doing it the right way yeah. there. I feel that this is done very clunky on the stadium side. A year ago, we're all in on Arlington Heights. Oh, wait a minute. Ted's gone. Now we're all in downtown again. Well, wait a minute. You spent $200 million buying Arlington. You demolished that entire racetrack.
Which had to take cost a pretty penny.
Now you're in downtown?
Yeah.
What's next? Are you sure you're going to build this? So, I consider me skeptical. I'm not there yet. I was at this press conference 20 years ago when the Bears held this with Mayor Daley at the old Soldier Field when they were telling us that the new Soldier Field would be awesome. And here we are 20 years later needing a new stadium.
Yeah.
This thing lasted 20 years. You can't build a new stadium and charge people PSLs and do all this stuff and say, well, this lasted 20 years. Let's do it again.
By the way, those PSLs are not going to transfer, correct?
No, exactly. Yeah. So you're going to ask for new public money. Then you're going to go to your fan base and you're going to ask for new PSLs. And then you're not going to take away their tailgating, which was already low to begin with. So, again, I want a new stadium. And I don't care if it's in the city. This is not suburban Sylvie asking them to move to the suburbs.
That's a good tagline for you. That's a good whatever.
Build it in the city. I just would like, I want to make sure that it's really done for the good of everybody.
That
just
would be
consider
civic
me
Sylvie. Civic Sylvie.
So, yeah. I just want to make sure that this is really the right plan to do it right. And
listen,
today was a nice public rally, but I don't know if it's really feasible.
It felt a little bit like a political rally in some ways. And I you put some bright lights and some loud noises and you get my attention. The renderings were fantastic. If you could.
It's a beautiful stadium.
If you said that this was going to be enacted and it was going to, A, be funded entirely by private funding, whether the money came from the Bears or it came from people they were borrowing money from, right? The Bears should be the ones guaranteeing these loans, not the city themselves or the state. If you told me that that the financing was all in line and it wasn't a burden for the citizens of the city or the state, I'd be all in.
Right. You could build this anywhere.
Right.
You could build this in the city in another place.
Yes. I would still think if I was a season ticket holder like Meller and others, I would want something that provided greater accessibility and all the other creature comforts, which I think most of them are going to be met with a new stadium. Like when we were out, if this is anything like a Allegiant, that place was glorious. So my guess is the stadium itself will
be great.
Fantastic.
Yes. Same again, architect.
Yes.
As Allegiant in Vegas.
I would just be concerned as to how the financing is going to get done, and I would also be concerned how the accessibility is going to be enhanced, if it's going to be enhanced at all. So, look, this is a long, important conversation. But when we pivot tomorrow to the draft, what they do on the field,
yes.
I am jacked about.
Me too. Me too, because the processes now make sense.
Yes.
So here's Kevin Warren today at Soldier Field. How will the traffic be affected during during construction? So remember, they want to do construction in the South Lot and building this new stadium and play football at Soldier Field. So this means they're taking all parking away. A lot of people are looking at the renderings and saying, hey, guys, where's the new parking going to go? The new parking's going underground. So with no parking available underground because construction isn't completed, where's everyone going to park? And this is Kevin Warren discussing how they're going to be able to play at Soldier.
I mean, one of the things we have talked about is, as we said, with progress, there will be some items that will be somewhat complicated, but we have discussed ways that we can work from a traffic standpoint. And it's no different than when there's construction work that's done on freeways. It's something that needs to be done, and it's something that's overdue. And so we're confident that residents, people who come to this area, visit this area, that we'll be able to figure out a way that we can deal with it during the construction progress. But the benefits, when we're finished, it really will make a substantial difference. As Karen said, even us coming in today, for us to have traffic on a day like today, and there's no major events, I think it shows clearly that this is something that has been deferred maintenance, not only at a city level, but at a state level, that we need to lean into and make sure that we do fix. One question I'll ask you all, and I appreciate the questions. These are excellent questions. And we've tried to research it. The last time that a private investment of $2 billion or more occurred in the city of Chicago, we couldn't find any. And we couldn't even find any of $1 billion or more. So I just want to make sure that we take heed to the fact to have a private investment of over $2 billion is not only unique, but it's something that we need to make sure that we leverage and take advantage of.
So they don't want to look at the headline that they want $900 million to borrow for their stadium from the Illinois Sports Authority. They want the headline to be, they're building something for $2 billion that nobody's ever invested
this
$1 billion.
This is the largest single private investment in this city of all time. The other thing, like, listen, I think what you hear when Kevin Warren talks about issues like parking is basically, in a nutshell, look, it's going to be inconvenient, but the benefit is going to outweigh the trouble. And we're just all going to have to work through the trouble.
He gave you the words, deal
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, basically.
You're going to have to deal with it. He said it in there.
Yes.
It's like the Kennedy.
Yes.
We have to deal with it for 3 years.
I think he also inferred, too, that with traffic, with no major situation happening right now, and traffic is the way it is, leads you to believe that the federal funds are necessary whether we build a stadium here or not. That public money has got to come into this area to fix all of this stuff here, whether we build the stadium or not, so we might as well do it all.
It's never fun going down Columbus or Lakeshore Drive between Soldier Field and the Loop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It always, and I'm not even talking about on a game day, any day. Here's Kevin Warren with a question.
Kevin, is your plan for the Bears to continue to play at Soldier Field for the entirety of the construction process, or would a temporary transitional home field be needed for part of it?
Yes, that's a great question. One of the things that makes this project unique is that we would be able to continue to play at Soldier Field during the construction and then to be able to move into the new stadium once the construction is finalized. So, yes, we would be able to continue to play here and not have to move to a different location, which is really imperative, especially where we are in our growth cycle as a football franchise.
And that's key, too. Like, just when the Bears are starting to get good again, they're going to be playing on a construction site. How's that going to impact the team? It's better than going to Champaign, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it will have a material... I don't think the team will have a material issue with it, but the fans will.
Yeah.
They definitely will. It will affect those that are going to the game on a consistent basis. There's no way around it.
Here's more from Warren.
Alice Ginn with the Chicago Tribune. First question, is your target timeline for a bill to go through in the next month, this spring session, or could this roll over into the fall veto session?
I mean, we feel that the time is now. I mean, every year that we wait, it's $150 to $200 million of increased costs that ultimately we'll have to figure out. And but we don't think that's prudent. The time is now. So our expectation is in this session. And the reason why we're staging that now and not even in a fall veto session is because even if we're approved in a fall veto session, we wouldn't be able to get into the ground because of the weather. It would push it back a year. That if we're approved in May, then that will allow us to be able to start construction to put people to work next summer. And that would allow us 36 months later to open up our building in 2028. So this truly is one of those adages that time is money. And we do need to figure this out. And that's why we've put forth such a robust program and plan. Thank you for asking that.
That's an aggressive timeline.
Yeah, that's what Courtney told us yesterday. Yeah. I think her prediction was 2028.
Yeah, that's an aggressive timeline. Time is of the essence, as you heard him say, because the longer you wait, the more expensive the project gets for everybody. And I'm sure he's going to say this to Governor Pritzker and all the people in Springfield. Look, if in fact we do come to an agreement and public funding is made available, if we don't get this thing started sooner rather than later, it's going to cost the public even more.
Yeah, and don't forget, Kevin Warren will be in our studio again at 5 o'clock today. You'll be able to listen and watch that, courtesy of YouTube and Twitch. Here's a Governor Pritzker. This was before the Bears presentation. I should note that. So he had not seen the presentation. Tribune had their piece. And there was other reporting done on this. So it was just by him reading. And this was his thought on, you know, he didn't think that this was the best use of the state funds and his reaction to it.
Well, let me start out and say I'm a Bears fan. But, you know, before I became governor, I was a businessman, and I've tried to be a good steward of taxpayer dollars throughout my term in office. And as you know, I've been very active at attracting businesses to Illinois and helping companies in Illinois expand. So that's something that I do with, again, the role of a protector of the Illinois taxpayers' dollars in mind at all times. But I remain skeptical about this proposal, and I wonder whether it's a good deal for the taxpayers. It's early on, have not even heard the announcement today, but obviously read your reporting and others. But it's very important to me that with all that the state needs to accomplish, that, you know, we think about what the priorities are of the state. You know, here we stand talking about the Healthcare Protection Act. Later today, I'm going to be talking more about birth equity and helping to build birth centers in areas of the state where people don't have options for their for giving birth that are outside of hospitals, and that requires capital. There are a lot of priorities that the state has, and I'm not sure that this is among the highest priorities for taxpayers. So
that's Governor Pritzker.
This is going to be interesting because many believe he has his sights set on an even loftier political
run for
position.
President. Right. Next.
And you have to wonder how his people will tell him it will be received on a grander stage if, in fact, he leads, you know, a push for public funding like this.
Yeah, and here's one more from the governor about what lessons can be learned from previous stadium fundings. Remember, they funded the Soldier Field renovation and the new Comiskey Park.
Well, maybe one lesson that could be learned just from the last few years is stadium deals and taxpayers putting money forward for stadium deals, not particularly popular around the country. Take note that the winner of the Super Bowl this year, the team went out to try to get a stadium financed by the public, and it was rejected by the public in a place where the Super Bowl champions reside. And I think this is, you know, a recognition that these are private businesses, that the owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, you know, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them. Having said that, I think all of us want success for the state. We want, you know, more commerce. We want more jobs. We want our teams to be successful. So, we share all of that in common, but we've got to use our dollars wisely.
So it will be interesting to hear his reaction. That, again, was before the presentation. We'll see, knowing that Chicago is on board from a political standpoint, how he will react when he meets with the city and he meets with the Bears.
He referenced that the vote that was taken by the people in Kansas City was voted down pretty, you know, pretty significantly by a pretty large margin. I'm wondering why he also didn't mention, listen, one of the best facilities that is out there now is fully privately financed in SoFi out in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they follow the Rams and the Chargers model, or it was specifically the Rams? My assumption is that at some point in Springfield, they're going to suggest to the Bears, look, your entity is valued at X billions of dollars. This is a project that you should be financing in full. And why don't you do that?
Yeah, it's a good question for when Kevin Warren joins us. Like, why not just fund it
and
fully?
It would provide you a greater piece of the pie. Now, when you invest $2 billion of your own money, what they are also doing is laying claim to some of the revenue that will be produced by non-football events.
Right.
Whether it's the Final Four, it's concerts, whatever it is, the Bears will get a piece of that because they've invested $2 billion. But why not get an even bigger piece and invest in the entire project yourself?
All right, so we wanted to set the table for you. That's like, it's a crazy 30 hours for Bears fans. These are for the people who obviously attend games. Like, not everyone attends games, so this may not involve everybody, but for those who go to, you know, at least a Bears game a year, this will impact you. Season ticket holders with PSLs, the location. Obviously, these are tax dollars for people of the state. So 312-332-3776, you heard from Kevin Warren. You'll hear him at 5 o'clock in our studio. You heard from the governor. What are your thoughts on the Bears' plan? Do you like what you hear? Are you skeptical? Want to hear your thoughts? And then we've got the draft coming up tomorrow night. We know what the Bears are going to do at 1. What will they do at 9? So a lot going on. It's going to make a major impact on the Bears in general, on their franchise going forward here in the next several years. We'll take your phone calls, 312-332-3776. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Talking about the Bears Stadium press conference at Soldier Field today. Looking for money. They're spending money, but they're looking for a lot more money. And that's where people are skeptical. 332-3776. We gave you what we thought. Now we want to hear what you think. Tim in Kankakee, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Timmy?
You know, I heard a lot of your guys' arguments against the stadium, which I personally agree with because I feel the same way. There's only one thing that got left out. New stadiums today don't seem to have much of a shelf life. They get old quickly. You know, for all the money that the citizens of Illinois are being asked for now, especially considering most of the people paying for this stadium will never see the inside of it except on television. You know, you guys mentioned 40 years. Is this stadium going to last 40 years before the Bears are back asking for more money?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Tim, because I think the Georgia Dome, you know, they built the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta, I want to say 20 years after they built the Georgia Dome,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes,
like, that only lasted 20 years.
Right, right. That's what he's talking about.
It's an interesting point.
How long did they play in their baseball stadium? Like, they just built a new baseball stadium, too, right? That didn't last
yes,
long.
Yes, you are correct.
But again, like, that's what I hope is that, like, what I put on it is this better last 50 years.
Yeah,
Wherever they build, like, the last, I covered it firsthand. I covered the construction of it, the approval of it. They were so at their wit's end of trying to find a place. They were talking about building it in Gary. They wanted Arlington Heights. They were looking everywhere. The McCaskies couldn't get a deal with
City
the
had,
Dailies. Yeah. So finally, Ted was able to make ground with the Dailies, and they were just so happy to get approval that they, in a haste, let's build a stadium within the confines of the old Soldier Field. So they built something that was flawed.
Yes.
They built a small stadium that just wasn't modernized for today's game. And it outgrew its lifespan quickly.
My guess is that's going to be less of a problem going forward here than it has been in the past, because you have somebody now running point that has done this recently.
Right, right. And it's glorious what they built in Minneapolis.
So like, I hear. Yes.
Right. And it's someone who has been there and done that.
Yes.
It's just a different set of ground rules in our city than it was where he did it before. That's the only caveat.
Correct.
Alex in Westmont, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So my thing is, you bought Arlington, and you did all the research, and you've been infatuated with Arlington, and you have it. Just build the stadium there.
Well, I don't believe that the current man in charge is infatuated with Arlington Heights. I think if that's the word you want to use, he's infatuated with the lakefront.
They have a love affair.
Yes.
You could tell today by, like, not only does he love the city, he loves the idea of building it on the lake. I believe both men, the mayor, obviously the mayor believes this is a legacy play. He was even talking about the inauguration of the next re-election. Time he went, yeah. His reelection. I believe they're going to go, this is a hero play for both of them. Of saving the Bears in the city, that this is a grander thing for both of them. You were talking about the future of the governor, of that he has higher thoughts of being the president. I believe that both of these men not only want to build a stadium, they want this is a legacy play for both of them of saving the Bears with the city of Chicago.
I think that's fair as well.
So, like,
look, I would just ask, is this the only spot? And I know there was an article, I think, in the Trib, wasn't it, that said, why does it have to be on the lake? You can build it in downtown somewhere that may provide a greater piece of land and more opportunity and more options.
Right.
Instead of...
And not get the Friends of the Park involved.
Right.
And
the
maybe
Friends
not,
of the Park responded today?
I don't have their phone number.
No?
Or their email.
No.
Where are they at? Do they have a website? Would they have posted on the website? Do they have a Twitter handle? Tyler, you have any of that information? You have a do you follow the Friends of the Park?
Usually they respond pretty quickly, don't they?
They do have a website, so I will peruse that and see if there is a response.
Usually
here we go. Here's their Twitter handle. It's FOTP for Friends of the Park Chicago. See if they post. How many followers do you think the Friends of the Park have?
10,000
on Twitter. Mellor, how many people do you think they have?
765.
You're closer than Waddle. On Twitter, Friends of the Park have, man, they haven't posted in a long time. Maybe they're not so active anymore. Unless they have 2,817 followers.
Okay, maybe they're more easily influenced now than they were in the past.
Maybe they're not as strong.
I was going to use the phrase, maybe they're going to be pushed around more easy or a little easier, but maybe that was, I don't mean that in a disrespectful fashion.
The Friends of the Park last posted on Twitter. Unless maybe they're boycotting Twitter. Maybe they don't like Twitter these days. I could see that happening, too, because of Twitter. Friends of the Park last posted on May 21st, May 22nd.
There has to be a
2023.
Friend, a friend of the park that's also a friend of our show that serves both purposes, that could call us and give us a little update on how they feel collectively.
That's a great point.
They do have almost 5,000 followers on Facebook.
Okay. So. All right. So do we have anybody?
That's just to sell stuff to each other, like in Marketplace. That's all.
By the way, Wilde keeps selling stuff on Facebook.
He's selling hangers?
He was selling, what did he sell the other day that was very odd to me? I forget what it was.
Sandwiches?
No, but it was odd. Jason Wilde, our reporter up in Milwaukee.
Be careful. He won't be taking too kindly to those comments.
If you are a friend of the show who has a spot on Friends of the Park,
you're a friend
call
of the,
us.
You can have more than one friend. You can be a friend of the show and a friend of the park.
332-3776. Tim in Arlington Heights. Are you a friend of Arlington Heights?
Yes, I am. Okay. But I believe with the politics, I don't think that the...
Friends of the Park?
Hello, Tim.
Tim?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't think it's going to get built in the city. The Friends of the Park is, maybe they don't have a lot of followers, but
they have chased away more than one project on the lakefront.
They chased away George Lucas, right?
Yes, he was.
They chased away George Lucas.
He was serious.
Okay, but I would say, with all due respect to George Lucas and the Star Wars, entity, I would think an NFL franchise could do a little more bullying than George Lucas.
He's got a lot of money, though.
That's fine.
He's a billionaire.
Okay.
But, one of the issues here, the Bears learned a very tough lesson in Illinois and Chicago politics in this whole thing. They bought the Arlington Heights property with the full intention of building. It's a perfect location. The county turned around and what was $3.5 million in taxes before the Bears bought it, raised it to $13.5 million. And the county board did that to get their guy, the new mayor, to force the Bears to stay in the city. And now, so far, it looks like it worked. That wasn't a negotiating ploy to buy Arlington Heights. Nobody's got that money to do that. They did not anticipate the problem with the county. Now the county's winning, forcing them down there. It's not a good location. During this construction, where is everyone going to park? It's for the 2 years that
nowhere.
It's going to change.
Nowhere.
There's nowhere to park.
Nowhere to park. Exactly. You got to park in the city and walk or Uber. It's going to be a joke.
And I tell you, there's a couple, you mentioned it, that Friends of the Park is going to hold this up forever. The crime in the city, they're not going to talk about that. They're not going to address it. It's definitely an issue. I don't think it's going to get built down there. I really don't. They're going to be fighting. They're going to be fighting so many different state agencies and all these groups. And I think they're kind of in panic mode, because when they turned around and saw the taxes, and it was being the county.
I got to tell you, Tim, I got to tell you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I get it. And I don't profess to know everything. I don't believe that the tax issue in Arlington Heights is something that couldn't have been overcome. Or you couldn't have come to some sort of an agreement that was equitable for both sides. I think that is something that I'm not suggesting they're just using that. But that is a good thing to lean on as an excuse as to why they want to be here and not there.
Again, like I said, when you have a relationship that you're looking for a reason to break up, yes. You find anything to reason to break
That's
up.
That's the tax issue in Arlington.
And like the quarterback thing, when it's not your guy, like I said, when it's Fields wasn't Poles' guy.
Right.
Pace drafted Fields.
Right.
So just like Ted made the deal with Arlington Heights.
It's a great comparison.
Warren didn't make the deal with Arlington Heights. So again, this is just like the quarterback issues with the Bears.
And Kevin Warren can just say, look, we prefer as an organization to be on the lakefront, not in Arlington Heights. But it helps them as to explain why. Look. The tax thing, they kind of pulled the old switcheroo on us a little bit here. And how do I know if they're going to do this now that there won't be more shenanigans or there won't be more issues when we start to build? That's why, one of the reasons why we want it. Like, I think that issue in Arlington Heights, again, I don't have, in-depth knowledge on it. That, to me, seems like an easy roadblock to get around.
Bob in hometown, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I was trying to listen to the press conferences earlier as best I could because I'm a UPS driver, and I thought somebody asked the question, is the land for Arlington Heights for sale? And the Bears, sternly said no. And if that's the case, then that should be a sign that they're still possibly looking to go back there, and this is all just a power play move. What do you guys think? Is this something we could ask Kevin at 5, too?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. If the intent is to build the stadium down here, is the Arlington Park property up for sale? Let me tell you something. We should get a group together and build something up there. I'm telling you. I drove by there again today.
What are we going to build up there?
Casino.
We're going to build a casino?
You're out of your mind. I'm not out of my mind. I just don't have the resources.
Of course we don't have the resources.
So I don't have the capacity to do it. But if you think I'm out of my – we could build our own private paradise up there. As you said the other day, it is a piece of land that could house an amusement park.
Yes.
We could have an amusement park for adults and kids, but there will be a gambling element. There will be a top-end hotel element. There'll be all kinds of stuff.
What else should we have? What is the ultimate adult paradise?
First of all, a casino.
Well, yeah, I know, but you can get a casino anywhere. Like,
no, what you can't get a casino everywhere.
Well, they're all over. You go in Rosemont, there's a casino. Now they've got one downtown. They've got them
that ain't
in
everywhere.
Yeah, we've got, well, look, we've got Hard Rock. They're our title sponsor. They're our partner. So what do you want? Tyler, you want something?
Let's build a golf course.
There
let's
you go. There
golf
you go.
Course.
I don't know if you
let's
could build a
replica
course
of. No? Let's build like a mini Wrigley Field for wiffle ball. Is that a dorky thing to say?
Yeah, that's not a revenue producer. We can do it over here somewhere. It's part of the the amusement park.
Okay.
But it's not going to be part of the revenue machine.
Didn't someone do that? Doesn't someone? I think so. Isn't there a replica Wrigley wiffle ball somewhere?
No matter what I you think want there up there is if you are your. I'm my first request is for a casino
entity. We're trying
here's casino the, slash hotel slash fantastic.
How
set
easy
of
do you think it's going to be to secure the
not
the
easy.
Casino?
None of
license.
It's going to be easy. But you can't. You know what? They can't, all
you
they
sound
can
like
do is
Kevin
say
Warren
no.
Now
all they can do is say no.
Nothing's easy, but we get it done.
I'm not asking for any public funding. I'll find some guys with a lot of money and see if they want to go in on it.
Meller had a great thought about the renderings. So I'll let him tell you this when we come back. Next to the stadium, instead of football fields, they have a couple of baseball fields. Meller knows the reason why. That's coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, from our State Street studio to your hellish commute home. We're there with you, making it bearable. Never mind. Back to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
All right, so Meller, if someone guessed on Twitter, I had the heartiest laugh I've had today because of something you said. So it was like the renderings again. Like if you look at the renderings, the overhead shot, outside of the new football stadium, where Soldier used to be, they have open green space, and they have two baseball fields. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't they put a couple of football fields out there for, like, kids to be running around and playing football outside the football stadium? Like, that would be natural. And, Meller, you said?
Well, I said, listen, this is the part that is being undersold by the Bears after, almost 90 minutes of unveiling all of these great photos. And you can actually see them at bears.com. If you go to the 12th and final picture that they have up there, you said they've got the two baseball fields, and they should be leaning into this. They've accounted for the White Sox stadium proposal. They've got two baseball fields. The White Sox can just play right there in one of them, and then you can have like a 16-inch softball game going on in the other. And I think if you look closely enough, there's a spot where they're selling milkshakes.
Amazing. It's good use of space.
So I mean, listen.
Jerry, we're granting you your new stadium.
Yeah.
Going to be part of the Bears 200. Stadium.
200.
Keep playing the way you're playing, and you're going to have 100 spare seats.
Yeah. Well, you know what, boys? Here's the plan. We're going to give you two seats for every win. That's how we're going to construct the stands. We're going to give you two seats for every win you get this year.
Mm.
I think you're underselling you and I actually being the developers of the Arlington Heights racetrack property, and I've already got somebody in. I've got a partner.
Tell everyone who.
Eddie O. Eddie O just said, I'm in. I'll run the racetrack there at the Racino. So it's going to be a casino / racetrack. Yeah, we're going to rebuild it.
We're going to
rebuild
it, and they will come.
We're going to have a racetrack. We're going to have a go-kart, a world-class go-kart track.
We'll open a Ditka's restaurant
yes!
over there.
Oh yeah,
Coach!
There used to be a Ditka's restaurant.
Yeah, we'll
there.
Coming back.
Ditka's trackside.
Yes, you wanted a life size Wrigley Field.
Everything that used to be there
for a wiffle ball tournament. Okay, we'll grant you that. We're going to put it over in a corner over here. But
don't you remember what Burger, my buddy Burger, used to want over there? He used to want the football field / racetrack. He wanted the football field
inside.
In the middle while
he's
horse
not a partner. He's not a partner.
Horse racing
no.
was going on.
Yeah.
You and Yurko wouldn't love that. While
yes,
a football
but
game was being played, you guys could simultaneously be gambling on race track, like a race every 20 minutes. Think about that.
Yeah, but listen, the two of us don't have the attention span to watch an offense go against a defense while they're running a mile and an eighth for a stakes race.
You're
doing
a talk show and betting on horse racing.
Well, he was, yes, for sure. I mean,
but you
do
see
that.
How Yurko does wane in and out when he's watching the race final.
I'm just telling you,
final.
When somebody like Eddie O says, I'm in, then I know I got a winner
here.
Oh,
yeah, you do.
I got a winner.
Yeah,
I just need to find
do.
Some resources. You know what?
We got to find the money.
Should we ask Kevin Warren what if and whether or not he'd be willing to sell us the Arlington Heights spot?
Yeah, Kevin Warren 1 hour from now.
I'm being serious.
Okay, well,
I think we can develop this.
Okay.
Have you seen the you need to take a ride out there and just see how
it looks even bigger with nothing
of
there.
Of course, yeah. It's majestic. When I drove by several days ago, I was like, wow, that'd be a great place for paradise. And then I drove by it again today. I was like, that'd be a great place for me and some buddies to develop it.
There used to be a place called Photon right across the street. You talk about being a dork.
We're not going to do laser tag.
Can we build like a little? Well, look, that 326 acres.
You want laser tag in a Wrigley field for wiffle ball?
Just for like the little kid in
the wiffle ball league?
Yeah.
I don't know if
bring
that's,
back my childhood.
I don't know if that's the best use of the property for revenue.
Look, not all of us, like, you know, some of us didn't get laid when we were 14, okay?
I don't know how that, how does that,
you know,
how
some
does that
of
compute? Listen, that was a proclamation that just didn't feel like it needed to be.
Some of us were playing laser tags.
Well, you know what? If you want to put a brothel somewhere in there as well,
you look to me
to relive your youth, we can do that.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.